Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program of Hadith of the Day, I want to read first a very meaningful hadith from the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and then try to explain and translate it into English for you brothers and sisters. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Man adha'a fahishatan kana kamubtadi'iha wa man ayyara mu'minan bi shay'in lam yamut hatta yarkabuhu." Allahu Akbar. The Prophet says that man adha'a fahishatan, the one he who publicizes an evil doing, fahishatan, kana kamubtadi'iha, is regarded as the same as the originator of that evil doing. You know, look, in this hadith the Prophet says that the one who publicizes, not committing the sin, you know, not committing the fahisha, not committing the evil doing. So the one who commits it, he will receive the punishment. Yeah, he will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is the doer of that evil doing. Yeah, but the one who publicizes it, look, the one who publicizes this kind of fahisha and this evil doing, he is also the same as the originator, the same as the one who commits this kind of sin and evil doing. So, which means that we must be very much aware. We must be aware of not publicizing, not spreading what? The wrongdoings and the evil doings. And then says, وَمَنْ عَيَّرَ مُؤْمِنًا بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَمُتْ حَتَّى يَرْكَبُهُ. A man who imputes dishonor to a Muslim for a matter will not die before that matter is stuck to him. Look, the Prophet says that you should not input a kind of dishonor to a Muslim for a matter. Yeah, there are sometimes something happen, yeah? But we are not allowed to input what? Dishonor, disrespect kind of, or what we can say, humiliation, for example, against that person, against that Muslim. We should not belittle him. We should not mock him. We should not make fun of him by, for example, committing sometimes mistakes or errors. It's natural in our life that happens. Whenever a Muslim, there's a matter for a Muslim, we should not belittle him. We should not dishonor him, you know? Because of what? Because the Prophet says that لَمْ يَمُتْ حَتَّى يَرْكَبُهُ. The man who imputes dishonor to a Muslim for a matter will not die before that matter is stuck to him. You know, when you dishonor someone for that, for example, thing that is mistakenly happened to that person, be sure that you will not die unless that things come to you, happen to you as well. So that's why, beware of not dishonoring the people, the Muslims, for some matters. It is narrated from the Holy Prophet that my nation, my followers, should be always cautious and careful about these sort of things. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم محمد وآل محمد.